LaGrange was actually settled before Titusville was, with the Carlisles coming there in 1852 and settling on what was referred to as Carlisle Hill. And then the Feasters came, and then some others came after this, most of them after the Civil War. The story goes that they built the church. The first church was LaGrange Church, was the little schoolhouse was in a log cabin in the north, what is the north part of LaGrange Cemetery now. It was the first church on the east coast of Florida, located from Key West to New Smyrna, established in 1869. It was non-denominational to begin with. And so all the other churches in the area, that was their mother church, the Methodist Church, the Presbyterian Church, because everyone went there. Well, every Christmas, it was a gathering place for all the local people. And of course, we're not talking about a lot of people here at that time, maybe 40, 50 people. They didn't have a pastor until Reverend Chadoin came and in 71. And they held school and they held church there, and then they built the edifice that's there now. And it was a two-story structure. And in 1871. And then it was remodeled in 1898 and took the second story off. But meanwhile, the Grange Club met in the second story, where they held the school also then. And so John Harvey was the head of the Grange Club. And he said, well, our little community is growing. We need to now name it, give it a name. So his members said, oh, let's call it Harveyville after you. And he said, no. He says, I think it would be more befitting to call it LaGrange after our club. So they called it LaGrange, and that was named in 1877. And it's been, it was a beautiful community, and all the activity was centered around the little church there with dinners on the grounds, and Christmas was a very special time at LaGrange.